Welcome. In this advanced resampling lesson for Ableton Live 12, we're going to build a jungle-style wobbling bass, print it to audio, and process that audio with parallel chains so the transients read as crisp snap, while the mid-range stays gritty and dusty. We'll use only Live stock devices and a resampling workflow so you can reliably print usable bass loops for arrangement. First, what you'll build: a wave-eatable bass patch with two modulations for organic wobble, a tempo-synced LFO plus an unsync jitter LFO, a resampled audio loop, and an audio effect rack with two parallel chains, crisp transients to isolate and enhance attack, and dusty mids to fatten and saturate the mid-range without blurring the transient. Finally, you'll print a processed bass file ready for your arrangement. Before you begin, check your project sample rate. 44.1 or 48 kHz is fine, and save a new version. Keep monitoring and latency nominal. Step 1. Create the wobbling bass in Wavetable. Create a MIDI track and load Wavetable. For oscillator 1, choose a table with strong low harmonics, an analog saw or a fat table, and set the octave to -1 or -2 depending on how much sub you want. Add oscillator 2 an octave or a fifth above, but keep its level low, around -6 to -12 dB. To taste, route both oscillators to a 24 dB low-pass filter, MG or classic. Start with a cutoff between about 120 and 400 Hz. Add a touch of filter drive for extra harmonics. Create two LFOs for wobble. LFO 1 sync to tempo at 1/16 or 1/8. Triplets work well for a jungle feel and map it to filter cutoff for the primary wobble rhythm. LFO 2 should be unsynced or very slow random/jitter, a sample and hold or noise waveform, mapped subtly to wave-eatable position or pitch to tune under 10 cents to introduce organic instability. Decide whether LFO 2 retriggers or free runs depending on whether you want repeatable or evolving movement. Shape envelopes. Use a very short amp attack, 0 to 8 ms, so transients stay punchy. Sustain can be medium to full. Add a small decay if you want tails. A slight positive filter envelope can add a pluck to the initial attack. Map macros. Map LFO 1 rate and amount to a macro for wobble rate/depth. Map filter cutoff to a presence macro, and map osc to level or a saturation control to a harmonics/dust macro. Step 2. Prepare and resample the loop. Create a 1/4 bar MIDI pattern that fits your DNB or jungle rhythm, using off-grid timing or groove if you like. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling, arm it, and record the master output while playing your loop. If you want to isolate the synth, mute the rest of the project or group the synth and solo it. Record the loop for the appropriate length. Stop and consolidate the clip with CMD/Ctrl+J. Double-click the new audio clip and disable warp for a raw print unless you need tempo flexibility. Disabling warp avoids smearing transients and preserves fidelity. Step 3. Split the resampled audio into two parallel processing chains. Drop the resampled clip onto a new audio track or work on its track. Insert an audio effect rack and create two chains. Chain A labeled crisp transients, chain B labeled dusty mids. Create macros for quick balancing, a transient gain macro, a dust amount macro, and an overall output macro. Map these to chain volumes and key device parameters so you can dial the balance fast. Chain A, crisp transients. Place a gate at the top. Set the threshold so the gate opens primarily on the initial attack peaks. Use a fast attack, 0-1 ms, a short hold around 8-30 ms, and release around 30-80 ms. The goal is to allow attack through and reduce sustain in this chain so it becomes a transient-focused accent. Add EQ 8 next. High-pass everything under about 200 Hz so this chain doesn't carry sub. Add a gentle bell boost between 1.5 and 4 kHz of around +3 to +6 dB. That's where the snap lives. Add a saturator with moderate drive, just a couple dB, and choose a soft analog curve like analog clip or soft sign. Enable oversampling 2x or 4x to avoid aliasing. Optionally, add a glue compressor with a fast attack 1/3 ms, fast release 30-60 ms, and a mild ratio, using only a little gain reduction to glue the transient material. Keep this chain's output substantially lower than the dust chain. It's an accent, not the main body. Chain B. Dusty mids. Start with EQ 8. Keep the sub intact by high passing only below the sub region, around 20-40 Hz. Boost mids between roughly 200 and 800 Hz, with a gentle bell of 1/5 dB, and Q around 0.7-1.2 to create that mid growl. If you hear honk, gently cut around 1.22 kHz. Add multiband dynamics, split into low, mid and high bands with the mid covering about 121,000 HC. Compress the mid band lightly to taste. Aim for 2.5 dB of gain reduction with a slightly slower attack, 10-30 ms, and medium release to fatten the body without stealing transients. Leave the low band largely untouched. Add a saturator with a warm curve and moderate drive, maybe 2-6 dB, and oversampling on. Use the device's dry/wet to dial the dirt level. Add erosion subtly in noise mode at very low amounts, around 5-15%, to layer mechanical high-frequency dust. Choose the frequency band to taste. Optional, a small amount of redux. Reduce sample rate or bits minimally just to add coarse texture. Keep it subtle. Finish with a clean EQ to tighten the band and avoid muddiness. This chain holds the main body and should be the louder of the two. Balancing and final dynamics. In the rack, set chainy initially around -8 to -12 dB relative to chain B and use your transient gain macro to fine-tune. Add a utility after the rack for final output gain and map a macro to it. Use the utility width if you need to control stereo image. Keep sub-mono, ensure anything below roughly 120 Hz remains centered. Optional final glue, a slowish glue compressor across the entire rack with a slow attack, around 10 ms, so the transient can still pop, while the body stays controlled. Use a limiter only if needed to tame peaks. Print the processed bass, create a new audio track, set its input to resampling or route the processed bass to a bus and set the track input to that bus. Solo the bass or group and solo the group, then record a 4/8 bar pass. Consolidate and name the file, for example bass wobble processed. If you want multiple degrees of dirt, repeat resampling with different macro states, clean, dusty, extreme, and save each. Optional advanced tweak, transient sidechain. Duplicate the resampled audio as a transient trigger track. High pass it at 2-3 kHz to isolate attack, and squash it with a limiter/compressor to make a strong pulse. Then set a compressor on your main bass with sidechain input from the trigger. Use a fast attack 0.11 ms, medium release and moderate ratio to carve space under the transient. This requires careful phase and timing work to avoid artifacts. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't oversaturate and crush sub. Keep heavy distortion on the dust chain and high pass the transient chain. Don't make the transient chain too loud. If it dominates, the bass will sound thin. Don't use a gate that's too aggressive. Chopping tails can sound robotic. Tune hold and release to keep musical length. Don't resample with warp incorrectly. Warped audio can smear transients. Disable warp for a clean print. Watch phase and mono compatibility. Widening can cancel in mono. Keep sub mono. Don't overdo bit reduction or erosion. Small amounts create character. Large amounts make the bass unsafe for club use. Pro tips. Use oversampling in saturator to reduce aliasing when adding harmonics. Keep sub mono by enforcing it with utility or multiband routing under 120 Hz. Automate wobble rate and depth on rack macros before resampling to print multiple variants for arrangement. Widen only high harmonics slightly on a high band split to keep fuller sound without losing mono subs. For extra analog dust, run a short bus through erosion and redux in parallel and blend it in. Resample both if you want the option to reuse later. Freeze and flatten a group as a quick alternative to resampling if you just want to commit CPU heady chains. Name your resampled files with macro states and tempo for easy recall, like bass wobble tight dust 174 bpm.wav. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes, build a tubar wavy-double loop, set OSC 1 to -2, cutoff tilde 200 HE, LFO1 at 1/16 map to cutoff, LFO2 free run subtle to wavy-double position. Map LFO1 depth to macro 1 and filter cutoff to macro 2. Record a 2-bar resample. Create an audio effect rack with two chains. On the transient chain use gate right arrow EQ right arrow saturator. On the dust chain use EQ right arrow multiband dynamics right arrow saturator right arrow erosion. Map transient chain level to macro 1 and dust amount to macro 2. Record the final processed loop to a new audio track and compare processed vs original. Tweak macros to taste. Recap. You've learned to build a 2LFO wobble in wavy-double, resample it to audio, and process that audio in parallel. One chain to extract and enhance a crisp transient. Another to fatten and add dusty mid harmonics. Always protect the sub. Use subtle saturation and erosion, and print alternate variants for arrangement flexibility. Extra coach notes. Practical hygiene and troubleshooting. Treat resampled bass as a new source instrument. Plan resampling passes clean, dusty, extreme so you finish with usable variants. Check phase coherence between chains. If the transient cancels, use utility phase flip to audition and nudge with sample delay by 1/8 samples until peaks align. Use alternative transient shaping if gate doesn't suit you. A fast compressor with sidechain or multiband dynamics can emphasize attack without chopping tails. Preserve sub energy. Oversample saturation as needed. Duplicate the dust chain and apply different saturation flavors for rich harmonics and keep low-end mono. When mixing with drums, carve tiny dips where needed and consider gentle sidechain so transient snap reads clearly against snares or kicks. For efficient batch printing, automate rack macros across a long arrangement pass and slice the resulting audio into named clips. Use spectrum and metering to visually check harmonics and overall dust. Aim for headroom on the final print, around -6 to -3 dB FS peaks. Final reminder, resampling is a commitment. Print conservatively, save macros and presets, and print alternate extremes so you retain choices later. Work through the mini exercise to lock these techniques into your workflow. Adjust attack, release, EQ points and saturation amounts to match your drums and taste. The balance between transient snap and dusty mids is contextual and depends on the rest of your mix. Good luck. Print some loops, listen in both headphones and monitors, and iterate until the wobble sits tight with your drums and carries the character you want.